Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Bob Cudmore Morning Show, 9:08 on Light 104.7, 1570 AM WVTL, as we say good morning and ho, ho, ho to Santa Kevin.
Ho, ho, ho. Bob, Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. Santa Kevin is author of the book Conversations with Santa, the things kids say to Santa. What is it they say to Santa?
Well, I'll tell you something. I've been meeting with about 1,000 kids even this week, and it's amazing what they bring to us. One of the things that I've heard several times from kids is a lot of them are requesting iPhones. I have kids as young as 2 years old requesting iPhones.
Wait a minute, how can a 2-year-old wants an iPhone?
A 2-year-old came in a couple of days ago and asked for an iPhone. Oh, yeah. A lot of 4-year-olds are asking for iPhones this year.
What do you think?
So
it's
very interesting, the things that they're asking for today.
What do you tell them?
Well, I basically tell them, at that stage in the game, you're a little bit young for an iPhone. Maybe you need to wait and get a job so that you can pay the fees for it.
Yeah. Before somebody calls, there must be another end to this conversation. By that I mean, you must hear some very heartbreaking things.
Yes, I have heard many. I had a little girl in my lap yesterday, as a matter of fact. She came in with a Head Start program, and her question to me was, or her request to me was that she wanted to see her brother. And so I started asking her about it, and this is a 5-year-old girl. Her brother is 6 years old, and they're both in foster care. She hasn't seen her brother for quite some time.
My goodness. So you get the... those that want, and then those that you really wish you could do something for.
Do something for, exactly right.
Mm.
We've also had a lot of kids come through this season asking for Christmas trees. Of course, I've had that many times before, too. So kids whose family, for whatever reason, doesn't celebrate Christmas, and they don't have any kind of Christmas decorations up or anything. And a lot of kids that want their parents back together. I got a letter from a little girl earlier this week that just wanted her parents back together. That's all she asked for.
Mm. Again, what do you tell her?
Well, I basically encourage her to pray for it, and I tell her to try and just hope for the best. At this point in time, the best thing that she can hope for is that she just has a stable life, and I don't tell her that. That's, there's not a lot I can do between her parents. So it basically comes down to just encouraging her just to keep on and doing the right thing.
Santa Kevin Hayslip, author of Conversations with Santa. The book is just to tell us a bit about the book.
Well, the book came out of a lot of these conversations I've had with kids. One of the first stories that I have in the book is of a little girl who came in last year, as a matter of fact, and she came in with her mom and her brother. Her brother had cerebral palsy and was in a wheelchair. When she got on my lap, we talked for a couple of minutes, and then I asked her what she would like for Christmas. And the only request that she had from Santa was, I just want my brother to have a good Christmas. She said that her brother has such a hard time getting around and doing anything, and a lot of the other kids in the neighborhood are always poking fun at him and calling him names. And she just really wanted him to have a good Christmas. So I get a lot of kids. I have a number of kids come through and ask for just very, very charming and heart warming kind of things as well.
And then you have the ones that ask for the iPhone.
No, I have the ones that ask for the iPhone.
Hey, what about
the
DSs? This? Oh, the DXs, yeah. Well, whatever, there's out there. And what about this? What my colleague Dave Green and I were talking about. I don't remember ever going on Santa's lap, but probably I did, maybe I did. But as he said, he was scared to death. I mean, isn't it that often happens? I mean, they're and you wonder, well, sometimes why mom and dad are pushing the kid toward Santa. You know, here you go, here's Santa, I don't wanna.
You know, I had a little girl last year that came to me. The first time she came, she was real excited when she came onto the set, but as soon as she got near me, she ran to the other side of the set and just kind of walk the perimeter of the set until she got off set. She was a 2.5-year-old girl at the time. And her mother tried to coax her onto my lap. I tried to coax her onto my lap. She just wouldn't come. And her mom told me that she really wanted to be there.
Yeah, well, there is that kind of approach avoidance thing, right?
Yes, exactly. And she came it was the fifth time that she came into the set that year, last year, that she finally sat down on my lap. And after that, her mom said that every time she got in the car, she felt like she needed her mom to drive her over so that she could see Santa. We became kind of best of friends.
Very good.
I saw her last week, and she's just as charmed as ever.
Conversations with Santa, the book. The website is santashope.com. You're out in Waxahachie, Texas?
Yes, Waxahachie, Texas, just south of Dallas.
Very good. Conversations with Santa. Well, Santa, Kevin Hayslip, thanks very much for joining us today. Hope you have a good day.
Well, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas, Bob.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.